Every aspect of life is about relationships, whether it's family, business, education, or even ministry. It is all about relationships. Ministry is a people business. Recruiting, therefore, is about relationships. Recruiting is a personal experience. Go into the conversation with knowledge about the person's life for whom you're seeking to recruit. You must know your people. You have your top 10 prospective volunteers listed. What do you know about these people? Brush up on who these people are prior to reaching out and recruiting. You see, it's not a good idea to be blind about who they are. It's critical to know who they are in the process. Do you know where they've served before? Do you know where they are serving now? Do you know any unique factors about their life that might preclude them from having a desire to give of their time? Who are they? Who are their friends? How long have they been involved in your church? It is time to do a little digging. It's time to do some research. What do you know about this person's life that shows that you are an engaged leader? What about this individual can you bring up to show them that you know what's going on in their life? You can say, now I know that you have a 15-month-old to take care of, or I know you're currently a once-a-month volunteer in the nursery, or even, I understand that you recently took a new job. How's that going for you? Do whatever it takes to learn more. Talk to your staff. Talk to other key volunteers to find out any pertinent information about these potential volunteers prior to that first call. I do not want to embarrass myself by not knowing what's going on in their lives. That's lame. Now, I want to encourage you to do some basic digging, even on social media, to get a feel and a flavor for what's actually happening in their lives. Isn't that stalking? I don't know, maybe. But I think it comes down to your heart. I want to come to the table informed as a shepherd, not as a clueless oaf. I want to know as much as I can and become a student of people that I'm seeking to recruit. Bottom line, know the people you are recruiting. At this time, I want you to take out the recruiting master documents. Now, you should have a stack of these printed documents with the names of the people you want to recruit. Please tell me that you use pencil. Now, I want you to put on some calming music. I want you to eliminate all distractions. Consider removing distractions like social media, your phone, and focus on the singular task of honing your skills to be an effective shepherd who knows people. Jump in with eagerness and seek to get a list of everything that you can about this person on their sheet. Trust me when I say, this will be an invaluable resource when it comes time to begin to reach out, to begin calling or setting up lunch appointments.